If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Highway to Health podcast, hosted by Jeremy Quinby, provides guidance, quality resources, and inspiration for anyone seeking wellness in mind, body, and spirit. There's an episode that you should check out called The Value of Our Emotions, where Jeremy helps listeners understand the role emotions serve and what we can learn about our present state by staying attuned to them. Check out Highway to Health podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com. Hi, welcome to Beyond the Paper Gown. I'm Dr. Mitzi Crockover, and today we are podcasting from the Women's Healthy Aging Innovation Summit, which is in San Diego. I have the honor and pleasure of being with Debbie Dickinson and Markia Dickinson Frazier. Debbie is the CEO and Markia is the COO and the co-founders of Thermaband. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's so great. We've been Zooming before and meeting virtually, so it's nice to see you IRL in real life.
Yes, nice to see you in person.
Great.
So tell us about Thermaband. What is it?
Well, it's Thermaband is a company that Marquis and I started a few years ago, and it is really a thermal health solution for the modern woman, would say. And what we're doing is really developed a wearable, a smart wearable in the form of a bracelet that provides immediate preemptive hot flash relief with key biometric insights. So it activates on demand, uses the science of thermoregulation to provide heating and cooling sensations that really improves our comfort, and also has biometric insights so we know what's happening with our body and able to really advocate and be the true CEOs of our health.
So that's fascinating. So when you say biometrics, what are kinds of things are you looking at?
We're looking at heart rate. We're looking at, really the thermal experience, so what's happening in terms of the hot flashes or night sweats, and what when we think about the thermal or the thermal or temperature dysregulation, understanding that more, and as well as the biometrics relative to heart rate and blood pressure trends and that sort of thing.
And so you said that it's preemptive. So are they? So is the band, if you will, taking into effect those biometrics like heart rate and so forth and turning on by itself, or is it still something that you need to do manually?
It can be done manually, or it can be or it's automatic, and it really is sensing, like the device can sense when there is some temperature fluctuations, mm-hmm. and through AI you can program it so that it turns on when your body temperature or your skin temperature gets to a certain level. And so before you start experiencing discomfort, it will turn on and start providing some soothing relief.
Terrific. So is this done through an app?
It's done through an app. Yeah, there's a companion app. And talk a little bit about it.
It's especially helpful for night sweats, especially at night when people are experiencing night sweats. They can just, the device just activates automatically.
Okay. And so how long does it last?
The interesting thing is it will turn on and give us that sensation for just a few minutes, and that then really stimulates our own thermoregulatory center and allows our body to kind of kick in terms of our comfort. So if you think of, when you're hot or when you're cool and you hang on to a glass of cool icy water or mm-hmm. a hot cup of cocoa, and that sensation really helps in terms of, stimulating the body. So it doesn't take long for the thermoregulatory center to kick in, especially with a hot flash, and provide relief. So the heating or cooling is incremental in terms of, just a few minutes, and that then helps our body to kick in and helps find comfort.
Terrific. And since we are a audio podcast and not a visual one, describe the band.
The band, It's simple in its form, and it is designed to complement whatever you have on. So it does not have a face per se. It's circular, and how would you?
It looks similar to a Fitbit. Mm-hmm. So I would say it looks like a watch that you might be wearing on your wrist. It complements other wearables that you might be wearing as well.
And how did you get into this business? How did you come to create
this? It's interesting. Experiencing a hot flash, not understanding what was happening with my body, feeling extreme discomfort, and recognizing that I was not alone relative to lack of preparation and education relative to the season or stage of life called menopause. So it really set us on set me on a path to learn, to create a community such that it's multi-generational. You know, I have two daughters in their 20s. I wanted them to be more prepared than I was. And so to have community and information on health and wellness, and then in addition to that, trying a number of things, buying everything I could find for, you know, relief, and not seeing tech solutions, recognizing how little research and attention have been given to women's health, and really, you know, collaborating with women and recognizing that in addition to relief, we wanted insights. We have an appetite for insights, want to know what's happening with our bodies, really need to understand and be able to improve our own, you know, quality of life, mm-hmm. and know what works or what doesn't work. So it kind of put us on a path to create something with menopause experts and scientists and technicians, as well as the community, to create something that can provide a relief as well as insights.
So now you're not an engineer.
No.
What's your background?
My background is actually legal and benefits. It was fantastic to have Marquis at the time.
Who is your daughter?
Who is my daughter. Yes. So co-founder, daughter, who was interested in entrepreneurial endeavors as well, and was actually at Yale getting her MBA at the time that her mother called saying, okay, this is crazy. I've just experienced this. I've tried everything, and we need something. And really having the ability to partner with engineers. And so she can talk a little bit because the timing was perfect.
Timing was perfect, absolutely. So we actually were able to partner. We actually were able to incubate the business at Yale when I was there. And we worked with several engineers that were both engineering students and design studios to really incubate the product there.
And so it is not quite on the market, but I know that you've tested it individuals. So what have been some of the results?
Yeah, you know, we have, you know, we've had, you know, various prototypes along the way over the last several years. And, you know, we had the looks like and the works like and just testing various aspects and really excited with the feedback that we're receiving with individuals who are telling us in their own words, you know, describing what the hot flash or night sweats are like without intervention, and then describing what it's like wearing it's called the Thermaband Zone, and having it activate and providing, you know, relief and comfort, you know, significant improvement in terms of just levels of comfort and reduction in types of sweating and that sort of thing, and you're just feeling more able and equipped to navigate life and spaces, social spaces, professional spaces, personal spaces, with something that they can rely on.
How has it changed your life?
Whew, in so many ways. on a basic level, just the relief, you know, it's knowing that I have something that I can activate, that can, you know, as we interact with others and feel comfortable, and just from a basic level of comfort, and knowing the alternative, what that's like without wearing it. So it's funny when I don't have it on and I have a hot flash, my husband is like, go get it, and he runs, and you know, so I tend to wear it all the time. But in addition to that, it's the magic of being able to tap into this, you know, passion to really help others, and to, you know, with the passion for advocacy for women's issues and children. And I've done a lot of things throughout my life with Girl Scout, Boy Scouts, you know, sit on a number of boards for different organizations. But to be part of something where we can provide a solution that is multi-generational, just, you know, leave a lasting legacy for other generations, and to be able to help women to have safe spaces where folks can talk and normalize and destigmatize and be empowered to have, you know, relief. And the next step is to get to a point where we can really change women's health and provide insights that are not readily available and advance science in this area.
And so, Marquis, I kind of wonder, because I have daughters in their 20s as well, but were you surprised to understand the changes that your mom was going through, and how does that affect, you know, how you're going to perhaps manage your health?
I absolutely was surprised. I was surprised at how unprepared she was for this season of life. I was surprised at how this very natural season of life no one's talking about. It's very stigmatized. There's so much shame. It's shrouded in all this shame. And it was surprising for me, because when I compare it to other phases of life, like puberty and pregnancy, there's much more discussion, there's much more conversation happening about that. There's many more solutions that are on the market for those types of, you know, things that women go through, postpartum. So it was really important for me to, or it is very important for me to make sure that I pass that on to future generations, that I'm passing that on to my children, and that, you know, even my contemporaries know, you know, about menopause and kind of what's happening with their bodies and those types of things.
And you also talked about community. So talk a little bit about the community that you've built.
Yeah, super exciting to, you know, I knew, you know, was not prepared myself. So wanting to find out, you know, what could we offer that was different? So normalizing, having those conversations, even as awkward as it might seem, sure, at least initially, and then recognizing that there really, I could not find a space that was inclusive across generations, and it was important for me. I wanted to be able to talk to my contemporaries, and I felt even a little awkward with them saying, okay, wait a minute, I'm not there yet. You mm-hmm. know, well, where is the there and where is the yet?
Yeah, it goes to your what you talked about with stigma, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to, you know, admit that we're
a lot exactly. of what they're there. Even if they didn't realize that they were already there. There are 34 symptoms they were already experiencing, but they didn't realize. You know, 1 in 3 women are already in a state of menopause. So to create a space where it was multi-generational, where we welcomed the, you know, open conversations, where people could share what worked, what didn't work, what did they experience, conversations with their moms and grandmoms and aunts and such. So, you know, building and that community has been very important to us. And then also the community aspect of what we're building with the zone. So in addition to instant relief, in addition to the insights, is also a connected community. And we really want to, you know, have that be a place that is valuable, so others can understand what's working for others, how their biometrics might compare, what sort of types of things might they do different. And so we're excited about that aspect as well.
So if someone wants to learn or be a part of the community, or you said that you were in pre-sales now, so
yes.
to pre-order,
yes.
where would they go?
So the website is Thermaband, T-H-E-R-M-A-B-A-N-D, so thermaband.com, and then on Facebook is a multi-generational sisterhood, so they can let us know they'd like to be a part of the sisterhood, and we'll be happy to welcome them.
Terrific. What did I not ask you that I should have?
Let's see. Well, in terms of my our background mm-hmm. and a little bit about, you know, kind of what, it's amazing how the different things that we have done. And I find that for so much of us, if we follow our passions, and we're probably more prepared than we think we are. So, you know, to have started out my career in HR, to have, you know, a business degree, the law degree, you might think, all right, but now you're in women's health. And, you know, the types of advocacy and such that I've done. And it's amazing how it all comes together, and we're more prepared. And it's kind of magical. And then Markia, talk a little bit about what you've done and how, you know, this kind of works with what we're doing now.
With what?
With the operations and...
So my background is more in operations and manufacturing and consumer goods. So I worked for Unilever for a number of years and then got my MBA at Yale. And it's really, really helpful to have that manufacturing background now that we're in the manufacturing process and kind of know how those things go.
Sure. Any supply chain issues?
Yes.
Well,
Navigating those.
Oh, terrific. Well, Markia Dickinson-Frazier and Debbie Dickinson, thank you so much for being with me today and sharing your journey and your new product. This is great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Our podcast is produced by Patrick Shambayati and me, and our associate producer is Kyla McMillian. Until next time, be well.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Highway to Health Podcast, hosted by Jeremy Quinby, provides guidance, quality resources, and inspiration for anyone seeking wellness in mind, body, and spirit. There's an episode that you should check out called The Value of Our Emotions, where Jeremy helps listeners understand the role emotions serve and what we can learn about our present state by staying attuned to them. Check out Highway to Health Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.